Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, as you have been waiting for since last night, I told you that we did an interview with Gavin Syme, and I want you guys to respect Gavin for his position on things. There was a rather great debate on the immigration policy and open borders, and we got to scratch the surface on that. Anyway, it was a rather long and very interesting interview on that we delved into these things. So anyway, we didn't get to upload that and share it with all of you in time to share it last night. And here you go. This is Gavin Syme and the debate over open borders with Resurrect the Republic.
I've
followed your work for a very long time.
Long time.
Sure. I'm hearing myself. Do you have a headset in?
No, I don't. I just have the phone on. Let me turn the volume down a little bit.
Okay. We've been in contact from, you know, before Oregon, and
right.
You know, you did amazing work with the Bundy production and all of that. And I had a couple of the folks that listened to my show sent me a video. That video was it was this one. Hang on. Okay, it was Better Because We're American. And I watched the video, and there's content in there that I agree with, and there's some that I disagree with. And I wanted to have a conversation with you about that, because I want to understand. You're there in Mexico, so I've never even been to Mexico.
Right.
So I don't know what's going on there. But there's a lot of people really concerned with this whole flood of many, many, many people headed to the border.
Right.
And I heard, you know, I heard a lot of what you said, but I just wanted to, you know, I know you're a real intelligent guy, but I wanted to ask you what your position was. I also read the article here. We have your Steemit article, There Are No Illegals, Here's the History of Real Patriots Demand Open Borders. And so I wanted to get your idea of what a border meant to you.
Sure. Well, I mean, I think a border is simply a representation of your sovereignty, as it were, of a group of individuals. A border can be a town. A border can be your private property, you know, which is not controlled by the government or by the collective, rather, I should say, because the only remotely legitimate government is the collective of the people just coming together and saying, you know, these are our rights and we're going to defend them.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get into all this stuff about borders, and people always point fingers at me, and there's a lot of hyperbole and anger and hate because we're being manipulated by media. And I understand that this is kind of a tall ladder to climb, mm-hmm. and I've been catching hate ever since I started bringing this up and really kind of opened my eyes on it when I've known for a long time something was wrong with the way we look at the immigrant and the border. But then I started studying our own history and our founding fathers, and I realized, oh, there's literally zero authority. I mean, the Border Patrol and the idea of federal immigration restriction, these things are no more constitutional than the BLM or the EPA or any of this stuff. And this makes people really angry, but I'm always saying, look, go find me facts, right? Because I've looked through all the documents. I have all the debates from the first Congress. I mean, I've dug up stuff that most constitutional scholars and teachers have never even looked at, because I got really passionate about what's really the truth. Not that our rights are given by founding fathers, but it is relevant to look at where we came from.
Sure.
And so there's simply no precedent. All of this fear about immigration came really in our lifetimes, Thomas. I mean, I remember when we were kids, or I don't know how old you are, but when I was a kid in the 90s, living in central Washington, like, people talked about illegal immigrants. Nobody cared. They're like, oh, they come here, they work hard, right? There was none of this, they come here and take our social programs. And us being a socialist country in the USA, that's kind of another problem, but it's not the immigrant fault. So it's weird how quickly it changed, because it wasn't that there wasn't any restrictions. The border restrictions, such as they are today, and immigration restrictions, really didn't start until, and this is just, you've kind of looked over my article, but just to recap for the listeners, a really brief history, and I invite anyone to go fact check me on this. When we wrote the Constitution, the idea of a border limiting restriction didn't exist. And I want to separate this idea of a border. You said, how do I feel about borders? I think borders are a conversation you can have. But what I'm concerned about is human rights. We can have a border. We can say, this is the United States of America. This is the city of Freda. This is the county of Grant. This is state of Oregon. You can have designated boundaries for things for the sake of management. But when you start violating individual rights, now you have to ask, well, wait a minute. Do we live by permission of the government or no? And I don't understand why we have such a hard time seeing hypocrisy in the idea that we go around and we say, how dare we be stop and frisked? How dare they ask us for papers? How dare they tell us to turn in our guns? How dare they take our public lands? How dare they search our houses without warrants? How dare they take away our freedom? Because we have rights that are inherent possession, right? We say, and those of us that are educated, we say, look, the Constitution didn't even give us those. We have these rights because we're human beings. Then we turn to the brown person and we're like, oh, you have no rights. You have to have permission from government. Consider the idea that we're saying we're a free country, and yet people quite literally are supposed to get permission from government to work and feed their family or go to prison. So the problem is there's a rational disconnect here. And if you follow this back to the beginning, there was no immigration restrictions at all. We don't see those actually even begin to take root until after the Civil War, where, as I'm sure you know, the Constitution kind of...
Yeah, we went off the rails. We absolutely went off the rails there. The 14th Amendment created a new citizen, which I call the communist citizenship, or commu-fascist citizenship, or whatever. I mean, there, a lot of people have a couple different spins on it. And I would agree with you that the system that we have now, being overtly socialist, you know, when we go back and we discuss things about the founding fathers and the republic that you know, was created then. And we compare the rights and liberties that are, you know, very clearly defined. I don't say that it gives, that are defined among those. And there's many more rights that we have that were, but they picked the ones that they felt were probably the most apt to be violated. And they listed those in among these. All right. But now we fast forward, and I don't discount, because being a constitutionalist, I don't discount the Constitution, and I understand exactly where you're coming from when it comes to the BLM and these federal agencies, and all of this is really not, it's not, it doesn't comport with the de jure organic Constitution. Yet what a lot of people fail to realize is that there are several constitutions, and when the United States incorporated and the democracy was created, which, by the way, I've had this debate with people about the corporate U.S. v. the de jure republic. Both exist. And that's what people, I think, fail to understand. When you can, and I think this is the way our founder said, we gave you republic if you, Y-O-U, who is you, right? If you could keep it. So we needed to be A, knowledgeable, responsible, moral, and capable to remain in the de jure republic. So the majority of these communist citizens after the Civil War, we really used, very horribly used, the slaves as a mechanism to enslave everyone economically in this.
Right, and we fast forward now, there's still, the slavery hasn't gone away.
Right, it's just indentured servitude.
Blacks and the actual slaves, but to the so-called free citizens.
Right. So where I'm going with this is that now that you obviously that we are primarily a socialist country now, yes. There were quite a few communists that had this idea, this strategy to use the U.S. immigration system and the social services that were being offered to U.S. citizens to overwhelm and essentially bring on radical transformational change. And wow. And these people were two university professors, and these were just two of the more famous ones, which were Cloward and Piven. And what concerns me is not so much, I mean, I'm a Christian. I love people. I don't care what color you are, what race you are, where you come from, your economic status, or any of these other things. What I care about is when people like that are used to achieve an objective. Do you think that this thing that we see going on down in the border, do you think that that's organic? Gavin, are you there? Gavin, are you there? Gavin. Gavin. Yoo-hoo. Gavin. Gavin. So we're listing that he's still here. Is he still here? We're going to chat to him. Gavin. Okay, I have sent a message to Gavin. Gavin, are you there? Oh, great. All right. It seems like Gavin dropped off. Okay, so let's stop that there, and let us go to invite my contacts, G. Syme. Ask to start video. Are you there? Hello. 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 Come on. Come on. Okay, anyway, let us. There he is.
All right, there we go.
I don't know what happened. I was like, hey, wait a minute. We were just getting into the meat and potatoes of an interesting subject. All right, hang on a second.
Now I have to readjust.
You're coming up sideways. That's interesting.
Yeah, you're coming up sideways to me. I'm trying to, like, I mean, I can go.
Well, there you are. There you are. Oh, wow. Oh, it's all right. Who cares? I mean.
You know, is it correct now?
Yes, you are correct now. Yes. Yes, sir. Okay. All right. So hold on a second. Let me go back to. Darn it, man. Okay, let me go back to sharing screen. I'm really new to this. I feels like an idiot.
Yeah, this stuff is sometimes a little unpredictable.
Yeah. And thank you very much for coming and having this debate with me, because I think that when, like you said, you had a lot of hate, you had a lot of this. I think that we need to chill with all the hate stuff, and we need to have conversations like civilized people. You know, so I'm
comments from people saying things like, well, if we cut off their heads when they cross the border, that would solve the problem. All hate in our country is risen to hysterical levels, that it's just that's why we have no freedom, because we're so distracted.
Yeah, well, I see that being a problem, but you know, I also see the other side of this, right? The other side, and the more rational side, not the emotional reactionary side of it. Like I was saying, when we got disconnected, all right? The Cloward Piven strategy. Have you read, by the way, have you had a chance to read Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky?
No.
I suggest
I'm familiar with that. I've heard about it a lot.
I suggest that you read that, and the are you familiar with the Cloward and Piven, the university professors that developed the Cloward Piven strategy?
No.
Okay, this is important, and this is I'm actually really glad that you said that, because I think that you will see that immigration in and of itself is not the problem. These movements, as you see thousands of people coming to the border right now, we have from, hold on a second, my mouse is moving slowly now for some reason. All right, so we have Cloward and Piven were two university professors. They're communists, they're socialists, and their whole plan was to overwhelm the U.S. Social services system by using, and this is what really pisses me off, by using the plight of immigrants to create, so you bring in legitimate people that are actually seeking asylum, that may very well be deserving and good people and families and stuff, and you also create a movement where you infuse, incentivize them, other people who may not need to come flooding to the United States. And they all come at once. And you essentially, what it does is all of these people arrive. Now you have a multitude of issues. You have medical care, you have housing, you have, you know, you can't let people starve to death. You have to feed them. You have to, you know, so there's a huge amount of governmental services. So Cloward and Piven, to bring on radical transformation, and they're Marxists, they planned to, you know, their theory was that overwhelming the social services system would collapse the social service system. And what they're seeking was a one payer, everybody gets a check type of these minded socialists are. Big government, huge government, even bigger than we have now. So then enter George Soros and the Open Borders Society is it Open Border Society or whatever it is he has? I always mess that up. Anyway, long story short, a week after this caravan, more than 1,000 immigrants were making their way from Central America to Mexico. And it's emerging that a Catholic group is colluding with an atheist billionaire, George Soros, to facilitate their northward push. Caravan organized by Open Borders group Pueblo Sin Fronteras, a self-described collective of friends. They're collectivist communists. And they have a lot of, by the way, a lot of Catholics are up in arms about this so-called Catholic group that is receiving...
Well, Sin Fronteras wouldn't be a Catholic group. I've spoken to people from Sin Fronteras before, and they're simply people that are there. I don't know all their politics and their backstory, but to say a collective is a communist group is not accurate. A collective is simply a group of people.
Okay, point taken. However, like, the backstory is kind of important, because in every movement, there are authentic, genuine people who have a concern for immigrants that are going to be take part in something, right? But knowing who is infusing these groups with money and what their purposes are is important.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Gavin Syme, State over Open Borders on Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Media.
Don't be a jerk. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come in an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially, because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Resurrected Republic, RTR, Truth Media Reloaded. This is the debate that I was talking to you about last night. This is myself and Gavin Syme.
That's a big part of the story.
And see, it's not important to me where the money's coming from in this case. And I think this is the huge thing that we're missing, Thomas, is that we're being fed reverse psychology. If the what are the globalists going to do if they want to shut down the borders? What they're going to do is they're going to offer us division. And the number one way they do that is they're funneling money. Don't get me wrong, the money's corrupt, but they funnel money into both sides of the conversation. And so,
I agree.
But they're also involved in the other side. They're also funding the far-right fascism mindset that says patriotism is waving a flag, the nationalists, if you will. So if you look at these numbers, people are missing the third step of this. We're getting in all this hysteria because we're forgetting about human rights and worrying too much about who did who and who's bad and who did what instead of saying no.
I get where you're coming from. I get where you're coming from. But you see, with me, I'm not feeding into the fear. Look, I'm on the Arizona border, and I could tell you right now, I was just sitting out back with my feet up and not worried about a darn thing. I'm not reacting to either the right or the left. I've kind of pulled myself from that paradigm. I'm neither a supporter or a castigator of Trump or a supporter. Well, I kind of do castigate the left. I am conservative, but I've divorced myself a party. I don't get involved in the partisan. I'm a historian, and I research, and I look at patterns, and I look at different people. Like Soros has funded some Republicans. McCain. So who is Soros and what is he up to? If you listen to some of these folks, like Barbara Lerner-Specter, I don't know if you've seen the clip that she talks about. She operates a society. It's called Paideia, which is a Jewish learning center in Sweden, Stockholm, Sweden. And she says, matter of fact, let me play this clip for you and I'll get you to react to it. And you tell me what you think of what this woman has to say and whose agenda is, I want your honest opinion, Gavin.
Sometimes truth, it just really hurts, but it's the truth. Barbara Lerner-Specter. Yep, it's okay for Europe, but not okay for Israel. In her own words.
I think there's a resurgence of anti-Semitism because at this point in time, Europe has not yet learned how to be multicultural. And I think we're going to be part of the throes of that transformation, which must take place. Europe is not going to be the monolithic societies that they once were in the last century. Jews are going to be at the center of that. It's a huge transformation for Europe to make. They are now going into a multicultural mode, and Jews will be resented because of our leading role. But without that leading role and without that transformation, Europe will not survive.
Bogusław Wolinowicz was a Polish philosopher, logician, and humanities professor who passed away not too long ago. Here's how he reacted to this. So what comes to light? There is some information here that this statement by Barbara Lerner-Specter has proven embarrassing for many Jewish communities. And because of this, it is often censored. So why do they hide this? If Barbara Lerner-Specter said something that doesn't coincide with the Jewish position or stance, for the most part, not everyone, of course, but the majority, then surely it would make sense to counter her publicly, explaining that she is wrong and that Jews aren't for multiculturalism at all, but are, in fact, against it. Of course, that wouldn't be true. Because Barbara Lerner-Specter is telling the truth. The Jewish organizations are one of the forces that are in full support of multiculturalism. Why does this have such a paralyzing effect? Because people know that if they oppose multiculturalism, and this invasion, hiding behind the curtain of multiculturalism, they are opposing the Jewish powers responsible for it.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Mother of the moon, which fills my sails, close the sea of years. With no provisions, but in no places, Lord, the straits of fear.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast, RTR Truth Media, in an open debate with on open borders with Gavin Syme.
And this is something people are very fearful of. And it shuts them up. Many are critical of this influx of foreign tribes into Europe.
Do tego napływu tych obcych ludów na teren Europy.
And the changes to its demographic pattern and consequently its entire civilization. Many people have a critical view of this. But they don't express this view publicly. Something is keeping them quiet. Someone might think differently, that they're very welcome to give their opposing opinion.
Moim zdaniem,
people are afraid. Because they're aware that they're entering a conflict with very powerful and influential Jewish organizations that support this mass migration into Europe, and I would submit also into America. They believe it to be their own national interest, and perhaps it is. Okay, so you have, and don't get me wrong, there are Catholics behind this, there are some Jewish agencies. I'm not focusing on Jews, all the Jews. That's not where I'm going with this. But there are these organizations, and the hypocrisy of this woman is that while she's advocating the forced multiculturalism of Western civilization, she also made Aliyah back to Israel and believes in a monolithic Jewish state. So it's the thing that bothers me here, the people that are pouring millions and millions and millions of dollars into these open border movements, these are globalists. And when I see, like, if people came to the border and were seeking asylum for whatever reason that you know, asylum would be legitimate, that would be great. I have no problem with immigrants. And the problem that I have, and I even have a problem with this damn idea of the wall. Well, a wall can keep you out, it can keep you in too. So I have a real problem with the wall, but I have a solution to all of this problem. Government has become the problem for sure, but if we just stopped the social service, communistic socialism, the social services, and we said, okay, if you're going to come here, you need to make it on your own. Here's the land of opportunity. Do it. We didn't need a wall for 100 and some years. And the border was wide open.
I think we should hinge on that point, because you can look at the globalists and you can say they're feeding money into open borders, but they're feeding just as much money into the fascism and the 9/11 fear mongering and all the stuff that goes along with this. They're feeding money into both sides because it keeps us divided. I think we're on the same point in this, but this is the problem with this socialism aspect. The government has no right to take from you and redistribute the wealth. That has nothing to do with borders, and it has nothing to do with immigration. If patriots are going to allow, and this is the problem, these patriots, they're saying, oh, the immigrants this, the immigrants that, we should stop them, we should arrest them. All you're really saying when you say that is, I'm a socialist. Because you're not saying, I'm going to stop my government from robbing us blind, terrorizing us, and redistributing our wealth and turning us into Venezuela. You're saying, I want the socialism to stay. I just want it only for me and my kids. And I think that's the key point in all of this. We don't have an immigration problem. We never have. The idea of thousands of people coming across a border is not going to inundate us.
I would respectfully disagree with you there. Only I don't think that the immigrants are the problem. The problem.
Go back to history. The idea of 4,000 people coming across the border was nothing. That was the norm in the early 1900s. On the top day in Ellis Island, and this is when they were even practicing illegal immigration management. The top day was 11,000 people in one day. A few thousand people coming across the border. The idea that we're going to be inundated, our culture is going to be destroyed. The whole foundation of U.S. culture is the inundation of immigrants blending together in our culture.
The whole idea
is open borders. That was the foundation of our country. In fact, if people read the Declaration, and this is the problem that I'm having, people are debating rabbit trails and hyperbole and talking about all the bad guys, many of which are legitimate bad guys, instead of saying, wait a minute, I'm just going to stand up for people's rights. The socialism is bad. The immigration restriction's bad. None of it's good. Human rights are good.
Okay, but Gavin, the point that I'm trying to make is that where you and I can agree on a lot of these matters, we're playing – we're playing their game on both sides, just like you said. We have one problem that needs to be fixed, right? But you cannot fix that problem if you stack, keep stack. This is just how many thousands of people this time. It happened a couple months ago, and it happens every day. So it's not like this one group of people is making it into the media. Okay, it's making people aware.
This is a normal event down here. I mean,
I know, I get it, but I mean, there's people that were part of this money thing. You have people passing out money to these people.
But again, people are just falling for propaganda. People find a video. You got a congressman posting a video saying, look, they're being paid to come here.
It's more than that. This is something that's known about. It's not a conspiracy theory. And it doesn't shock me.
It's a conspiracy theory. The photo, the video going around of these guys getting paid, they're being given individual bills. The largest size individual bill in Guatemala is $25. So if we can get people to cross the continent for $25 to come live in the USA, then by all means, let's give them $25.
I see what you're saying.
And we get all hung up on this, but I think this is the problem. I think this is the problem with where you're coming from as well, is we say, well, we got a problem and we can't let the immigrants in. Yes, we can.
Well, I'm not saying
our country.
Here's the problem, though. I'm not saying that we can't let them in. Okay, I'll even go. Let's agree on that. Let's say that the problem isn't letting them in, right? The problem is what's driving here. When I see these crowds of people flying the flag of their country and not the United States, they're seeking asylum in our country for all of, I mean, the land of opportunity, right? Are these people wanting to actually become Americans, or do they want to bring their culture here?
No one should be obligated to be a nationalist for the USA.
I'm not talking about nationalism. I'm talking about
our culture. That's exactly what we're talking about.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. That's the corporation, and I could give a damn about the corporation.
Okay, but so what if they have some pride in Mexico or their country?
I can answer that.
I think there's a really important point that has to be addressed. Do you understand why these people are leaving Honduras?
I know that that life isn't easy in a lot of places.
No. But that's not the problem. These people are leaving Honduras because the USA created the war and the violence that they're fleeing from. They directly intervened in the politics in 2009 in Honduras. They removed the sitting president. They put their puppet in, and it's been mass chaos ever since. So what we're saying when we say these people are invaders, we actually went and invaded their country through politics to completely disrupt and destroy the economy and the stability of their country, causing their children and their families to be murdered. And now they're leaving the country from the chaos that the U.S. government created. And we're saying, how dare they come here? I say, how dare we open our mouths?
Well, I'm not the government, for one. And I castigate. I'm an equal opportunity.
You're waving the flag of our treasonous government, and you're offended that they're waving their own.
I'm not really talking about our flag. What I'm saying is if they love their country so much, why don't they fix their country? Why?
We destroyed their country, Thomas.
No. You know, I can't deny the involvement and this has been one of my biggest complaints all across the world, whether it be the Middle East or whether it be South America. We don't have any damn right interfering in other people's elections or their country. So
we do more than just interfere in their elections. I mean, there's one of the released memos from Hillary Clinton that was leaked was them talking about, let's shut down them getting their president back. We need to make sure we control this situation. And they were discussing this in these memos.
And why do you think they were doing
that? Our guy stayed in that we installed, who was a complete maniac.
Right, and this was under Obama. Why do you think that was happening?
I think it's happening now. I think it's been happening for years. All you have to do, and see, this is part of the problem. This is one of my frustrations that I'm trying to convey to people. And like in my video the other day, I'm not presenting an emotional argument. I'm saying the Constitution, the Founding Fathers, God's Word, human rights, the principles of our country, and common sense say X, Y, and Z. Thomas, no one can answer me rationally on these things. No one can answer the fact that the Constitution forbids immigration restriction or federal government being involved in it.
Yeah, but the Constitution also prohibits socialized programs. Remember Senator Davy Crockett, when one of the Revolutionary War widows came in and said, you know, I'm destitute. Can Congress allocate some money to? And this was a Revolutionary War veteran. And Davy Crockett stood up and he said, I'm sorry, but I can't vote for this because nowhere in the Constitution does it authorize us to take the people's money and redistribute it. But if every man in this chamber will reach into his pocket and pull out what he can, we could probably raise more than what she's even asking for. And they did so. And then you had the fire across the Potomac, and then that went to hell in a handbasket.
Okay, but you keep coming back to the really important point here, Thomas, and I think you're onto something here. But it has nothing to do with the immigrant. It's not the immigrant's fault that we've allowed our country to become a socio-fascist state. These immigrants are coming up here because of the propaganda they hear about the U.S. being great, because of our movies that we put out. And it's worth noting that most of these so-called invaders that aren't invaders at all, they're just travelers exercising their right to travel. Most of them will realize that before they get to the USA, as happened earlier this year with a similar caravan. And most of them will actually settle in Mexico because most of them will realize, I don't actually want to go to the USA. This whole thing, like, we went through this same thing a few months ago and everybody was freaking out, and then it just kind of faded away because everybody went to their place and did their thing. Right. But you keep hitting the real point, and that's the problem. You cannot blame someone who's never even been to the USA for our terrorist country being a socio-fascist.
No, we keep falling back onto the one area that you and I absolutely agree on. I don't blame these people. I have
no. And I want to pin you down on this. What right do you have to limit their freedom of travel?
The only issue that I have is not their freedom of travel. Like I say, I don't even agree with the wall, but I don't agree with the wall. My solution is end all of these social handout programs.
Yeah, and I agree with that.
And guess what? Then we would not only would we not need a wall, but this whole immigration thing would be a non-starter. The Cloward Piven strategy would be pointless because they wouldn't be able to overwhelm anything, and then people would actually have an opportunity to freely travel and to be a part of whatever they wanted to be a part of. But let's look at the microcosm of Southern California and some parts of Texas, and I'm in Arizona, and I can tell you, brother, it's not pretty. Have you seen Gary Gileno's videos, Grindall 61 on YouTube? Have you seen some of his video footage from Southern California?
A refugee crisis is growing in Europe as millions of Syrians flee their war-torn nation for Greece, Hungary, and Germany, and other countries. A standoff with about 300 refugees on a train in Hungary is in its second day. They boarded the train thinking they'd be on their way to Austria and Germany. But the train stopped at another station, and Hungarian authorities were waiting to take them to a refugee camp. They refused and are staying on that train. They say they're not being given any food or water, though. Meantime, many other refugees decided to make the journey on foot. Arwa Damon walked with them.
We are on the highway that connects Budapest to Vienna, and there are thousands of people, most of them refugees of the war in Iraq and Syria, who have decided to walk. They came to this decision. They've been talking about it for a few days because they simply could not wait in the train station, wait for politicians to take a decision that would impact their lives, finally deciding to take matters into their own hands.
Today is October the 20th, 2018. That is a news clip that I posted to this channel about 3 years ago. 3 years ago, Europe had the exact same scene unfolding that we are seeing right now in Central America. We are being led to believe that thousands of people who don't know each other just got together and said, hey, let's walk thousands of miles to America. For those of you who have been watching me for the last few years, you have heard me say many times over the years that whatever agenda is being rolled out in Europe, the United States is always 2 to 3 years behind. Our 3 years is up, and now it is our turn to accept the migrant caravan into our country. Just look at what has happened to Europe in just the last several years, because their leaders said that because of tolerance and anti-bigotry, we have to let every single person in the world into our countries and let them exalt their culture upon us. The result is Europe has completely fallen apart. What do you think is going to happen to America if this is allowed to continue? The first thing I want to point out is around the country, we have this mystery illness that is causing kids to develop polio-like symptoms. In Los Angeles, we have an outbreak of typhus. Just think of the bioweapon that is sitting in this crowd as I speak. Is this how disease X is going to be transmitted to America through a migrant horde? Is this how they are going to achieve their agenda of mandatory vaccinations of all Americans? Isn't it amazing how our country is always flipping out about vaccines and healthcare, but then there is zero regard for people coming into our country who we know nothing about? We are actually told that we have to sacrifice our so-called herd immunity in the name of tolerance and inclusion. I mean, just look at these poor, innocent people who are coming to America to do us a favor. They just want to do the jobs that Americans refuse to do. Well, what happens if we start letting in these hordes of people and then robots and artificial intelligence take the majority of our jobs? Everything that you see going on right now is setting up the breakdown of our entire civilization. And can someone please explain to me why the symbol of America's greatest ally is spotted on this truck carrying people toward our border? I mean, because if they're our greatest ally, then they should not be facilitating something that's going to hurt our country. Now, this is from a clip that was taken from Fox News' Neil Cavuto's show, but I am unable to find this clip anywhere online. I've seen a couple of channels that have played the clip while they're talking about it, but I am unable to find the clip by itself. Now, if you scroll down, you'll notice that there's a video that was embedded on this website that has been removed by YouTube for violating its terms of service. Now, I don't know what that video was, but I find that highly suspicious. Now, speaking again of the greatest ally, I want to show you what else they are facilitating toward our country. Guatemala claims it has caught 100 ISIS terrorists as migrant caravan reaches Mexican border. Now, when you consider that there are thousands of people in this caravan, let's hope that there were only 100 ISIS terrorists. Because if there were 112 or 138, just one getting through detection is one too many. So this is another issue we have to worry about besides disease and all these other issues that we are talking about when you have thousands of people marching towards your border waving a foreign flag. And since we are talking about the greatest ally, let's talk about the greatest ally to the greatest ally, President Donald Trump. What's his take on all this? Trump threatens to seal U.S.-Mexico border over migrant caravan. President Trump ran on a platform of securing our border, enforcing immigration law, and building the wall. And after 2 full years in office, he is 0-for-3. People are constantly telling me he can't secure the border by himself, but he just admitted that he could a couple of days ago. President Trump has had 2 years to seal that border. And only when there is a horde of thousands of people marching toward our country does he even think about doing it. That should be a problem to you. Chuck and Nancy, call me. Trump blames obstructionist Democrats for Honduras caravan fiasco and says if they come together, we could agree to new immigration laws in less than 1 hour. That right there tells me everything I need to know about this president. I have been trying to tell you guys that Trump is not enforcing immigration law. He is carrying out the policies of previous administrations. Trump's policy is if you are illegally in this country, you are here to stay. We are only going to come after you if you kill someone. This statement by the president shows he has no respect for our immigration laws and that he has no intention to enforce immigration law. The current immigration law is that if you are illegally in this country, you are to be immediately arrested and deported. But Trump just said he doesn't like that law. He wants to change the law into something else. I wonder what Trump's ideal immigration law is. It's probably what's going on right now. Don't arrest them until they take the life of an American. Now, I know some of you who are watching are disciples of Trump and think I am wrong, but let me ask you one question. If Trump was tough on immigration, do you think there would be a horde of people marching toward our country right now? Do you think these people would be taking this large of a risk if they knew they would immediately be sent back? Of course not, because they know that if they make it here, they are here to stay.
Okay, we have veterans that are sleeping under bridges and on the street while these people came up from, and I'm not talking about the good people, these people came up from South America screaming La Raza, talking about taking Southern California back from Mexico. These people are shot out nuts, right? And not that they shouldn't be maybe pissed off with the U.S. government, but I've met these people where I've been, unfortunately, in the institutional system that I came through. These people are stone cold hard killers. Now, I'm not talking about these thousands of people that are coming up. I don't want to conflate, because that always happens. When you talk about this group over here, then it ends up being about everyone. And I certainly do not think that anywhere near or including the majority of those people that are coming up or the people that come in the border every day are those people. But when you see a overtly communistic government in California, they are probably the leading example, because they went first, maintained it, and they hit the gas pedal on it. And you look at what's happening to that state. It's a pile of crap. Not the people, but the government, the services, the cities, the crime rate. So when you have this problem, my whole point is we need to clean this problem up before we just let people come flooding in, because we're not going to fix the problem as long as we're adding.
Right, I get your argument, but again, I'll come back to my same question. We agree on the socialism aspect, but that has nothing to do with immigration. So we say, well, we have to fix the...
Now, this happened a couple times during this discussion, and it's very frustrating to me. You can say that we have a problem with socialism, but immigration has nothing to do with it. It's just not true, okay? There have been college professors and intellectuals from the Frankfurt School and the Weather Underground and who have detailed a specific plan to use immigrants, to use immigration, and to use the sympathy for said immigrants to overwhelm the capitalistic system and cause a radical transformational collapse and revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.